Look, we know if you're in the workforce, very, very important to stay upskilled and making sure you keep your level of expertise as well as it can be so you can move forward. Technology moving all the time. There are some interesting thoughts on and around that, and there has been a survey done just recently and the Hunter Business Chamber CEO, Bob Hawes, to tell us about that workforce skills survey. Good morning, Bob. I guess, firstly, how important is it that workers stay up to date with changing technologies?
Well, I think it is very important, but it's also important that whatever they're doing is in tune with the needs of business. Whereas whether they think they can get a job or where they're going to be seeking employment. And I think that's what our survey has shown, that there's a bit of a breakdown there or a mismatch in that at the moment.
So what you're saying is, yes, it's fine to upskill and get all the latest things on board, but if that's not necessarily going to get you a job or the job that you want, maybe you need to look a little bit broader as well.
Yes, it's certainly that matching exercise, and it is we have a fast changing economy at the moment. Innovation is a big buzzword, and there's lots of other things happening that the traditional forms of skilling and education don't cover. It's troubling to see that there are indications of a mismatch between what employers expect from their staff and what our education system is currently producing. But it's good also to see at the same time to recognise that providers like TAFE are seeking to address it, but as you can appreciate, these things take time.
Yeah, particularly when we're talking massive organisations like that, you can't just come through and in a week later have everything changed. It'd be nice if we could, but so as you sort of went through the results of the survey, what were some of the more interesting things that you found from it?
Well, I think overall there is a recognition and a willingness on business to engage on this, but perhaps there's also some resistance or reluctance to grab it with both hands, and particularly with small businesses, it's very difficult that when they do hit a situation where they suddenly need more skills, it can be rather daunting to allocate an experienced staff member to take on a new trainee or employee that's gone through one of these systems, to actually train them, and B, the lack of understanding or certainty around the costs that are associated with it. So that ends up being quite a significant factor in the Hunter, at least, where businesses did express concerns about the skill shortage and their reluctance to address it.
Bob, do you think it does just come down to the perceived cost there, that, oh, we're going to be putting all this money in and what sort of a return we're going to be getting as the business owner?
It is a factor. There's no doubt about that. I mean, a lot of these things that they're quite people are mobile, and I think in larger organisations it's not such a concern in that they're able to cover those gaps more effectively. But in saying that, I think the flexibility they're trying to build into the apprenticeship systems and things like that these days is to be recognised and is an advantage. But that certainty of the outcome that businesses anticipate without knowing as opposed to taking on a skilled employee or someone that's already in the organisation and retraining them is a different step to take.
Yeah, I imagine it would be. You can have someone that's kind of off the shelf ready to go, or do you put the time and money into someone that may or may not work out? I get that as well. How do you think we can sort of change some of those attitudes moving forward? Because obviously we want to have people, having the skills they need, but if there is a little bit of resistance there, how do you think we get around it, Bob?
Well, the things that came back from the organisations that we surveyed did indicate those things have been more having a more consistent framework that more recognised the links between the employers wanted, but also what the training programs were giving. So I think there's a recognition that perhaps drawing that together, there was a need for a review of the apprenticeships and traineeships and investing in a campaign not only to educate and excite employees and parents and careers advisors and young people about the vocational education and traineeship pathways, but also get them to look through the system as well. And when we don't, from the results of the survey of what we've drawn out, we don't think that's been done effectively, and that's one of the things we'll be taking to government to see if it can be addressed.
Hopefully we can see some changes there, because we'd love to have everybody employed and moving forward and getting not just a job but a better job, and that ultimately helps the economy all the way around. I think I'd be speaking your language there, Bob.
Yes, and you know, particularly given this area, I mean, we've seen a slight change, a tick upwards again in youth unemployment in the region. That's never healthy. It's hovering around 10%, and this is where the most impact of these schemes have is on our youth. And it's certainly a major objective of the Hunter Business Chamber and the Chamber network around the region to get that addressed, because if we lose our kids, we lose our future in that context, and it's something that we must address.
Hopefully we can address it and see some positive outcomes. Thank you, Bob, for your time this morning.
Problem.
That is Bob Hawes, CEO of the Hunter Business Chamber, joining us this morning at 2NURFM.